to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. So it actually works out really well with our next guest, considering the conversation we had yesterday with Carmen Petrie from Sojourner. And this all kind of started, though, because a couple weeks ago when I was up in Sheboygan with my husband's family, we had a great weekend up there, went to the American Club, did a history lesson. We stopped by Three Sheeps Brewing, and I am an IPA fan. That's typically, I'm not on this sour train yet. I am an IPA girl. And I ordered 1 and 4, not knowing what it was, just off of the menu. And then when I was looking to what we wanted to take home with us, I saw the packaging and realized that 1 and 4 IPA was a specially brewed beer in conjunction with, here in Waukesha or Milwaukee, locally, Third Space Brewing. And made to specifically for Domestic Violence Awareness Month to raise awareness around the fact that 1 in 4 women in their lifetime will suffer from domestic violence, and then 1 in 9 men. And so today, the creator of 1 in 4 Brewing, 1 in 4 IPA, and the lead brewer at Third Space joins us, Matt Siz. Thanks for coming. And you're here in person. We had so many guests today, and you're the first one to be here sitting across the table from me.
Yeah, as I said earlier, I grew up literally over on West Avenue in Waukesha. And as a kid, you know, this was my stomping ground. So I was like, I have to come in person.
Absolutely.
And any chance I can get to get out of the brewery is always a good one.
Yes, I could imagine. I've been to that brewery many times. It's a very fun space. I was just there for the fire truck pull a couple weeks ago, which was very fun. You guys have an incredible patio. But yeah, when you walk into the main area, it's yeasty.
Yeah, that's brewery life for you. You know, I think there was something John Daly, the golfer, said like years ago that he always hated coming to Milwaukee because when you drive on 94, just the smell of that yeast, that fermentation, he's just like, I can't do it.
It's like, yeah. So back up a little bit, because one of the conversations we had, I'm so impressed that you guys are even doing this, because one of the things we talked about with Carmen yesterday, who is partnering with Third Space on this project, is the importance of having men be involved in the conversation and talking to other men about domestic violence, and also companies willing to talk about it. And sometimes the resistance that comes up around talking about something that is a behind closed doors conversation sometimes. And so what inspired you as a man and a business owner, like a brewer, like to take this on?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I think everyone deals with grief a little bit differently, right? Like some people cry. I am not a crier. You know, I think I've cried maybe 5 times in my life. But last fall, my wife and I lost our niece to domestic violence. And so it was up in Green Bay, and I was at work at the time, and my wife called me, and she was just like, Brian has Carissa. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, and she's like, I got to go. I'll call you back. You know, and long story short, what ended up happening was, you know, our niece's ex-boyfriend, who they dated for a very brief period of time, you know, murder-suicide. You know, took her life, took his life. And so, you know, we all have those things where we sit and we're like, oh, I should do this. And then a couple of weeks goes by and never, nothing comes of it. And this was an idea I had to do a collaboration around domestic violence. And I was just like, we got to push through with this. We got to make it as big as we can. So I went to our ownership group, Kevin and Andy at Third Space, and literally their first response was, go for it. Like, let us know what you need from us to make this happen. I'm sure they weren't anticipating being as much work for me as they probably thought it was going to be. But yeah, so we launched this kind of baseline project. I think we announced it in May. You know, and we're lucky in the brewing community that most breweries rally around each other. And so total, you know, this is kind of a national collaboration. We've got to date 52 breweries.
Wow.
Across 20 different states that are brewing this. What I've loved more, absolutely. But what I love is that, you know, there's probably 8 in the Milwaukee area that are doing it. So, you know, there's roughly 40 communities that are going to have conversations around this topic, around this beer, and hearing your story about having an encounter with it at Three Sheeps is like, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, people not necessarily understanding the daunting statistics. And before it impacted our family, like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, and so we, as we kind of launched this project, we partnered with NCADV on a national level for those who maybe don't have an organization like Sojourner, like we have here in Milwaukee. And then, you know, I think just what jumped out to me was all of those domestic violence websites all have a safety exit button. You know, you go to that website, and you can instantly, you know, what if that abuser is coming up behind you and you have to quickly exit out of that web page? Like, it was just so moving to me that I was like, we have to do something. Like, there are so many, you know, and you mentioned the 1 in 4. I mean, is that a realistic number? Is it 1 in 3? Yeah. You know, is it more than that? So, yeah, we just kind of ran with it, and we're lucky that Sojourner is going to be partnering with us at our event on the 14th.
But say more about the event.
Yeah, event. You know, so it's always good to have friends that can help make things happen. So, yeah, on Friday, October 14th from 5 to 9, down at Third Space Brewing, we're basically throwing a benefit for Sojourner. So all proceeds of the 1 in 4 beer that we make, all the profits from that are going straight to them. So you'll see it at liquor stores. You'll see it out in the market. You'll see it in our tap room. And then from there, we've got Trapper Shep, who's going to be there playing music.
Nice.
And then we've got a couple of food trucks. And then the big thing for them, which, you know, after talking more with Sojourner, is, you know, I didn't realize how many shelter beds that they have at their facility, and that they're in dire need for food donations. So we're doing a soup drive as well. So, you know, if you come on down to the brewery, bring some soup, non-perishable, of course, just to help restock their shelves a little bit.
So that's, I didn't even know that that event was happening. Yeah. So now I have to put that on my calendar. We're talking to Matt Siz, who is the lead brewer at Third Space Brewing and the creator of the 1 in 4 project. And so you kind of already touched on a little bit, but more explicitly with the partnership and the collaboration that you're doing, it's basically you're giving the recipe to any other brewers that want to make it, and then encouraging them, they can brew it themselves, package it themselves.
Yep. Yeah, so we basically built partnerships with people in the brewing industry. So we have a malt provider, Malt Europe, who they gave 30% discounts on all malt for this project.
Oh, wow.
Yakima Chief Hops out of Pacific Northwest, they gave a 28% discount. And Blue Label, which is a label company, they donated 10,000 labels for free to any brewery that wanted to do this. All they had to do is pay shipping. So the whole goal was, let's make this as easy as possible for breweries to participate, and also, you know, maximize the donation that they could give to organizations by using those discounts.
It's incredible. JD, do you have...
Yeah, Matt, I'm curious, and Kristen had alluded to this when we had Carmen on yesterday from Sojourner, about the importance of bringing men into this conversation and about the need for men to have a safe place to talk to each other about addressing domestic violence. And I'm curious what that's like with your male coworkers and the kind of response to this campaign. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, Third Space as an organization has just been incredible. Everyone rallies around everyone. And yeah, we're not afraid to tackle a subject, especially one as delicate as domestic violence. And who knows, hopefully, you know, this brings, you know, maybe I have coworkers that didn't feel safe talking about their encounter that soon will. But yeah, it's really interesting. You know, I never looked at this as me being a male taking on a mostly dominated female issue. So that's, you know, I did an interview with Kate Bernot, who did a wonderful piece on Good Beer Hunting. And, you know, she pointed out the fact that, you know, I love that we have 52 other breweries on board, but if you look at a lot of those other national collaborations, they had hundreds of breweries. And so there's still a lot of breweries that either don't want to deal with it, didn't have time to, which, you know, there was some very big breweries that wanted to participate that, like, it's just not going to work for us this year. But the amount of crickets I got from breweries that either never responded to my emails, and, you know, I think that speaks volumes to the fact that, you know, as a culture and society, we still have a long way to go. But I don't know if I answered your question.
Has it brought out any, whether it's with coworkers or, I mean, someone as simple like me, right? I showed up at Three Sheeps. I ordered something, not even knowing what it was, but because I like IPAs, I like the IPA. So I'm hoping that this beer actually is available for longer than this month. But has it led to any interesting conversations with customers that you've had or anyone you've worked with have?
You know, not quite as far as the customer front goes. You know, some of our very loyal regulars, you know, they, you know, of course, look into everything that we're doing and have talked a little bit about it. But I think it'll be interesting at the event on the 14th. You know, which, you know, it's definitely going to be mixed emotions, right? Like, we're throwing a benefit, we're releasing a beer, there's going to be live music, you know, but still keeping it respectful of the nature that we're talking about. And I did forget to mention, we are going to have some spoken words. So there are going to be some survivors that are going to be there that are going to tell their stories, which I think are very impactful for people to hear. But I think it's difficult. I think, you know, you look at what's going on in Florida right now, it's like every week there seems to be something new that is grabbing people's attention. So yeah. I think the attention span, you know, it's getting the staying power is going to be the tough part.
Absolutely.
I really do applaud you, though, to have this event in what would traditionally be such a very male space, a brewery. And I think that's really bold, and I think that's really important. I just think it's really important. So well done.
Thank you. Yeah, it's I mean, white men are still the dominant force in the brewing industry. But, you know, part of this project for me too was, you know, we have three female brewers on our staff, right? Like, what are the odds that one of them has encountered something in the past?
Yeah.
You know, and like, you can't not do something. You know, you can't sit by and do nothing because, oh, it would be the easy thing to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is interesting how often that comes up. I mean, we just the candidate we were talking to right before you were on, Leia Spicer, of just the doers and the helpers and the, I'm not someone to, like you said, I'm not someone here to just cry. I want to actually do something. And so I incredibly appreciate it. And it's also just a good beer. Granted, if you don't like hops, maybe not. But as far as I'm not as hazy IPA, like I like strong IPAs, and it's very good.
What's fun about this project too is, you know, every brewery has different specifications, different things that they can accomplish. So leaving the recipe open-ended is the fun part about it. You know, we basically gave a guideline, but every brewery is going to do it a little bit differently.
Oh, interesting.
So I too am interested to try Three Sheeps version.
Yeah.
Exploring Brew Pub. They did theirs more of like a cold IPA style, so they used a different yeast strain. Ours is fun. I mean, the only way I can describe it, and I know it's...
Hold on to that thought, because we're going to go to break.
Sounds good.
But Matt Sitz will still be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Do 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 do
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are rounding out the show with our guest who's been here for the whole half hour, Matt Siz, talking about 1 in 4 IPA, which is a project he started. He's a lead brewer at Third Space Brewing, but it is to bring more awareness to domestic violence during Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is October. And it's, one, a very good beer, but it's also, you said 52 or 53 different breweries are now in the collaboration?
I think it's 52.
It's pretty.
I did have a brewery reach out to me from the Netherlands that was like, hey, can we do, can I participate? I'm like, by all means, like, if you want to do it, absolutely. And I followed up and they're like, yeah, the shipping costs are a little outrageous,
little
right steep, now.
Yeah. has it always been this collaborative within the brewing industry? I just find that really remarkable.
It is. I mean, I came from the marketing realm before this, and this is the first industry I've worked in where breweries want other breweries to succeed. And especially in the Milwaukee market, like, we're all better if we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's times where, I mean, down the road from us is City Lights. All right, they need cardboard boxes to put their beer in. They'll call us, they'll come down, borrow some, bring them back the next day. We may be short on something, we'll borrow from them. I mean, it's a really collaborative industry. And, you know, this isn't the first collaboration. I mean, if you look from the past, there was, you know, the resilience for the wildfires. There was the Black is Beautiful, which is last year. The Things We Don't Say, which Eagle Park spearheaded last year, that was based on mental wellness. You will see a collaboration, I guarantee it, about the hurricane in Florida. It's only a matter of time. But yeah, it's a way for, I think, breweries to really connect with their communities and show them that they care.
And it's not unique to Wisconsin. You found it's a similar, just nationally around craft breweries across the country, kind of feel similar. It's about, like, willing to collaborate.
From my experiences, yeah. I mean, we, every year, some of our team goes out to Yakima, Washington to select hops. Hmm. And there's a brewery out there called Freem, P-F-R-E-I-M, I think. If you're ever out there, you have to go. The beer is incredible. But they basically bought our beer. They sent us with beer home. They're like, your brewer, your family. Like, everyone is just, for the most part, very courteous to each other and wants each other to be successful.
So this show airs in Waukesha, so reaches southeast Wisconsin. So we know Third Space, we know in the Sheboygan area, obviously Three Sheeps. Yep. But we're also airing in Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids, and Wausau, and Amory. Okay. And we air at night, the replay in Madison. And so from off of memory, is there other Wisconsin breweries that are in any of those areas that people could check out and buy this?
Yeah, you've got Working Draft, which is in Madison, Delta Beer Lab, which is in Madison area, Hop House, which I think is, I don't know their exact location, they're in the Madison area. Then you had, Three Sheeps. Up in Green Bay, you have Copper State Brewing. And then in Milwaukee, can I remember them all? Explorium, 1840, Perspective, which is a new brewery in West Allis. Explorium, but maybe I already said that. Indeed. So, yeah, there's like 8 in the Milwaukee area, and then in the state probably 15. And then the rest are all over the country.
Nice. And so how long is it available for, at least for this year?
So this year, you know, the whole campaign idea was to have everyone launch theirs in October during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. You know, there's breweries that have reached out to that are like, can I do it November, December? I'm like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, anything that brings awareness and raises funds for organizations is incredible. So I don't want you not to do it because it's not in, you know, the 31 days of October.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it people have already asked about next year if it's something we're going to do. We do another kind of collaboration called Like a Girl, At Third Space, where funds from that beer go to Pink Boots Society of Wisconsin. So,
tell people what Pink Boots Society is, because that's actually another guest I want to get on here. Is some of the women from there?
Well, let me know. I can get Sam Dannon from our team in here. But yeah, it's basically an organization that's trying to promote females in the brewing industry. I think as we've talked about, it's a very white male dominated field that. It's intimidating, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of our new hires, part of the reason she applied at Third Space was because we had two other female brewers. And it was an organization that was accepting. Not saying others in the area aren't, but it's when you have power in numbers, it's easy.
It's a strong indicator.
Yeah.
All right. So just to wrap up again, more details for the October 14th event.
Yep. Friday, October 14th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. We do open at 2 p.m. on Friday. The beer may or may not be available early. But no, it's going to be a great night raising funds and hopefully some soup for Sojourner. We'll have music by Trapper Shep. We'll have a couple of food trucks on site. It should be a somber but fun evening.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. I will definitely be there. I wish Carmen would have said this to us yesterday, but better late than never.
I know we're probably going to be going over time, but they're just such a wonderful organization. Yeah. Everyone I've talked to there is just like so thankful that we're doing this, and it's great to work with people that you can feel are genuinely thankful, and like happy to be working on something.
I mean, I think we take for granted sometimes when you're in work environments and you work with people who are just clock in, clock out, or earn it for money or whatever. But when you're surrounded by people or collaborate with people who actually see the bigger impact and good you can do in the world, it is motivating.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So Matt says, thank you so much for starting this project. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. Did you bring some samples?
I did not.
No!
So I went back and forth a few times, but then I was like, no, I don't entice them to come down to the brewery for
that's
the
a good,
event.
That's a good, so. That was a good, that was smart. That was very smart. That's what your marketing brain it's still in there. And so, because I will come, I will buy more. I maybe I'll stop on the way home and bring some, because I'm going to Wisconsin Rapids to our studio up there at WFHR. So maybe I'll bring them some. But thank you so much for joining us today. And as for us, that's it for today. I will be recording and streaming from Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR tomorrow. Stay tuned, and we'll see you tomorrow. Don't brag about it, come show me. Dance, jump on it. If you've sexed it and flown it. Well, it's Saturday night.